The death last week of 87-year-old Lorraine Bayless at a Bakersfield retirement home helped spark a nationwide controversy over practices at nursing homes and other senior living facilities. Bayless died after a nurse refused to resuscitate her, citing company policy, despite the pleas of a 911 dispatcher. But the incident also brought greater attention to the issues of medical ethics and end-of-life care. Earlier today, Valley Public Radio host Juanita Stevenson sat down with Christopher Myers, the director of the Kegley Institute of Ethics and a professor at CSU Bakersfield. Myers was at the assisted living facility the day Bayless passed away.
Ironically, I happened to be in the facility on the day this happened, on a completely unrelated case. And I had with me Dr. Jennifer Black, who's one of our palliative care physicians in town. She asked me later, so what if I'd gone over to the dining hall to get a cup of coffee and saw Miss Bayless in distress? She felt like, not knowing otherwise, she probably would have had to do some level of intervention.
Police later determined no crime was committed, and the woman's family doesn't plan to seek legal action. They say their mother and grandmother didn't want any life-prolonging intervention.
Some kind of intervention was clearly appropriate. Whether that included CPR, I think the family's answer tells us exactly both what Ms. Bayless expected and what the family expected, which was that they should not have done that level of aggressive intervention.
Myers said that confusion in the incident could have been cleared with a simple document called a PULSE form, which stands for Physician Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. The document, if signed by a physician, should be followed in good faith by any healthcare provider in the case of emergency treatment. Dr. Michael Nisko with UCSF Fresno says the real issue at hand is a lack of conversation over end-of-life care between doctors, elderly patients, and their relatives.
Many of the older generation is very much wanting to speak with their children about it. And it's actually the children themselves who have the hard time. Oh, Mom, don't say that. I don't want to talk about that.
Myers and Nisko point to Bayless's death as a possible beginning for better education on end-of-life care and what it means for an aging population.
It's all about the conversation. It's one thing to fill these things out. It doesn't do a whole lot of good if you haven't talked with your family about it, if you haven't talked with your loved ones, the people who are likely going to be at your side in such circumstances.
For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra Romero.